You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Oh, it is Zion Williamson dunking at practice for your New Orleans Pelicans. I can keep watching that over and over again. Jim Eichenhofer joined us in our number one live from Vegas. Oh, my goodness. Was that fun?
Yeah. I can't wait, man. I mean, Jim had a calm demeanor, I wouldn't have been that calm.
And he got to get it towards the end, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no question.
Get it towards the end.
Oh, yeah, no question. Because, I mean, how can you not get excited about the possibility of seeing Zion just go bonkers on the court, man? I mean,
again, just go to the Pelicans' Twitter handle. They got highlights. It's just ridiculous. Again, you kind of start, you know.
Jim himself tweeted out some more as well because, you know, he started getting a lot of.
We're going to have a little fun with that. Welcome to Vinny's 3217 Ridge Lake Drive over in Metairie. Normally here on Thursdays, but no show tomorrow because obviously it's the 4th of July, so we're doing it today, which happens to be Wednesday, which also happens to be the midway point of your work week.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me. Let's get
stupid. Today's more that, what, that Camel Wednesday hump day, is that what it is?
800-998-1003. We've had a lot of fun. Touching on a handful of topics here. Thanks to Brian and Gentile coming in having a little lunch.
Yeah.
Kenny Farrell talking a little soccer. The women's other semifinal, Norway and Sweden underway. Winner plays the U.S. on Sunday. Words of wisdom.
To all the ladies, peace and happiness forever.
There it is. What is that? Is that Jamaican me?
That's you.
See? Jamaican me.
You're wearing a leprechaun outfit. Do you not notice it?
Oh, there it is. You're welcome to the leprechaun show, man. Me and Brian and Ola East. No? No. That
somebody,
was close.
Somebody save him.
Exactly. As Jordan shows me the video of what I told him was going to happen, I think you got duped. In this whole, you can't break an egg with one hand.
I kind of figured it was a troll.
Yeah.
I just wanted to try it, you know?
Yeah. Did you see a video yesterday of people trying to break an egg with one hand saying they can't do it? Well, sure enough, you can.
Who would fall for that?
This one.
No, because I was over the sink because I knew it was going to happen.
No, because you were afraid, but you still didn't believe me.
Yeah. Breaking an egg with one hand is easy.
800-998-1003 if you like to chime in. If you've seen any of those videos that the Pels have put out there, we can play a little bit from Zion from practice yesterday. We'll touch on that here as well. Also, we might check in here. I just texted him if he's free because he's going to Vegas. Mr. Vegas. Not you, as Jordan points himself.
I need to go to Vegas.
Rafael Esparza is actually at the airport. And he's about to board his flight. So we'll see if we can get a hold of him here in a quick second. I told him to call in because I want to get his take on two things that happened that I thought were funny that Sylvester Stallone said. He picked his worst movies ever made.
Which one?
Huh?
What do you think it was?
I know I saw it. So
what was it? Expendables 2?
Extractors 2.
Oh.
I didn't even know there was an Extractor series.
What was that?
Exactly.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Travis, you're on the on-deck circle. What is this, Green Santa online with us? Hello?
Hey.
Hey, what's up, man?
Green Santa.
Oh, North Korean Santa. That's right. What's up, man? How are you doing?
What's up? I'm doing good, Brian, man. It's not the first time I've talked to you, but the first time on the airwaves. How you doing, brother?
Doing good, family. What's going on with you?
Let me tell you real quick. I want to touch on the celebration soccer thing, but just to piggyback on what Russ said, from a gambling perspective in baseball, you guys talked about, you know, the scores in the London game, right? 50 runs in two games, that's absurd. I don't know if he touched on this because I kind of had to take another call real quick, but you can actually look this up. Major League Baseball has had the AAA teams use a different type of baseball. The seams are farther apart, and it's turned into gorilla ball in the minors. They use those same balls in London. There's no difference between playing in New York, Colorado, or Los Angeles when it comes to spin rate, particularly with the fact that watch those games. Sliders worth sliding. cutters weren't cutting, balls were getting murdered. That's why the scores were that high. They're thinking about bringing these balls in for good. Major League totals now, from a Vegas standpoint, are upwards around 10 and 11 in National League games, which is crazy. Go check out just scores daily and look how games – look at just random games that are, you know, 7 to 9 that aren't in Colorado. So they're, it's getting weird, man. Those balls are definitely – they don't have any spin on them. They can't move it. I think you're going to see a lot of that. I don't know if you talked about that, but it's interesting. But real quick, about the celebration thing, I want your take on this. So a really good friend of mine that I know happens to be he's a major league scout. His career ended in Japan, so now he's a Japanese scout. He's the one responsible for getting Carter Stewart. I don't know if we could do a whole bit on this when sports slows down in late July. Carter Stewart's the kid that declined to play for the Braves, right, and went to Japan. You know, have you heard of this?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's the guy that got him over there. So he talks about culture. So culture in Japan, you can throw a bat 50 feet in the air. Google Japan bat flip. It's hysterical. It's awesome. I watch it for days. It's in their culture where celebrations like that are totally accepted. Do that over here, you're going to get a ball in the ear, right? Okay. Spend money on your team. We talked about celebrations as a whole. The fact that people are even questioning, I forgot her name, for doing that U.S. Bandit thing, is absolutely ridiculous. It is absurd. When you look at the collective state of soccer, it's almost like professional wrestling after a goal. And she does that, and we're talking about it? Now, come on now. I mean, I just think that's absolutely ridiculous. I know I'm not making a perfect statement, but just to add to what you said, B, I think, and Gus, that is ridiculous, right? I mean, come on. It's absurd.
First of all, for the baseball thing, I find it hilarious that they went from juicing the balls is bad to, you know, let's do the steroid era, which is bad, but we're not going to pretend, you know, we're going to pretend we don't know that you're doing it.
Right.
And now they're back to juicing the balls again because they tried to do the smaller ballparks and that didn't work out. I mean, I just find baseball, just find one thing, stick with it and run with it. We don't give a, you know, crap what happens. Just, you know, make it more entertaining. So I think that's kind of, you know, just ridiculous that they keep going back and forth on what's good and what's not because of these unwritten rules. And then when it comes to unwritten rules of celebration, you don't want me to celebrate, don't let me score.
Yeah, exactly. You have to be penitent when you hit a home run. Look down and sprint. I just tried to touch a few bases. No pun intended with you. It's been a great show. But, yeah, as far as baseball goes, you know, the unwritten rules do kind of suck. But you're going to see a lot of these higher scores coming up with the way that they've changed kind of the game. But anyway, guys, I'll let y'all go. It's always a pleasure. Hey, B. The podcast is back next week, man. Love to have you back on.
You know what you got to do is give me a call, fam. We good.
There he is. All right, North Korean Santa. Thanks as always, man. Travis, thanks for holding on. What you got for us on the Sports Hangover today?
I'm still trying to get Kawhi out here, man.
Oh, Travis.
Having a little trouble, Travis? What's going on, man?
You know what? Let me clear something up because I did say I wanted Travis tomorrow. Even though there's no show, I just realized that.
Wow.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to dupe you so you could show up and there would be no show and you'd be like, where you go? And then we go, ha ha. I completely forgot that we weren't doing it this Thursday, which is why we're here today. Next Thursday, I promise we'll be here. You can come and we'll have lunch.
All right, that's fine. I'll take next Thursday. Next Thursday, okay. I heard the guy talking about the celebration thing and that is, As lightly put as we can, Gus, that's just because of who she is and who they are, so to speak. On a world stage, celebrations are definitely toned down, and that's how they see their soccer sometimes. On a world stage, they take a little bit more offense to things like that. But I'm also with Brian. You don't like what I do, don't let me score. Right? You let me score, I'm going to celebrate. I am a firm believer in that. I have gotten a flag thrown on me in Ocala, Florida, in Ocala, Florida, for celebrating. I did the ski jump celebration my last high school game, and I took that flag proud. Very proudly, I took that flag. But
here's what I don't understand, Travis. Maybe you can kind of allude to it because you said you did get a celebration penalty. Have you ever watched, like, most of the time with soccer players when they celebrate? I mean, they're basically stripping in the middle of and I don't get it. So, I mean, as somebody who did take a penalty for celebrating, like, after the penalty, what did Coach tell you?
Well, my coach laughed at me. What are you talking about? He said he could wait to get you the video. You want to know what's so funny about my celebration? And I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. Before, I cannot think of his name because it's been so long, but there's a Louisiana Tech coach that got fired, like, right before the beginning of the year. And I showed him my highlight tape. He saw the celebration, and I was like, oh, my God, this guy's going to fry me for this. And he loved it. He was like, I need more of that on my team. I'm not kidding when I tell you that. I was with my uncle. We were sitting in this man's office, and he sat there, and he said he wants more of that on his team. I'm not joking. So some people perceive it different ways. I mean, some people are just so old school with that. That's frowned upon, and some people love that. So it really depends. I wanted to talk to you and Gus about Brian. Did you guys see what happened at RJ Barrett's first practice?
Oh yeah, the turnaround that hit nothing.
Yes, and did you see him get bullied? Like, I mean, just pushed around like he is like, welcome to the big leagues, homeboy.
Oh, like it is slightly different, Travis, than what we saw from Zion in his practice here as well. Hey, man, I got to get to Raphael real quick. Call back or hold on for a quick second because he's about to literally hop on a flight. So I need to get to him real quick. Hold on, Travis. Raphael, I just wanted to get your quick take. You're on your way over there. We're excited. We've been looking at the Zion highlights. You're on your way to Vegas. Look, man, based off of – you love how we get excited about OTA and minicamp practices. Well, off of one summer league practice, my friend, we're here to tell you I need odds on Zion being the MVP.
Championship.
Oh, we canceled the NBA for next year. We're just going to give the championship to the Pelicans right now. They're not going to play anymore. So he dunked in practice. What's the point of playing?
Hey, he did it. He's ready to go. So I want some odds, ready to go, and R.J. Barrett bust.
Yeah, R.J. Barrett bust. Morant, I heard he had a horrible first practice too. So yeah, I guess they're all bust, and Zion's going to be the new king. And yep. What's the point of playing?
That's what I'm talking about. Any new words before you get on the airplane? Nothing? When are we hearing from Kawhi, dude?
I'm hearing sometime probably after the 4th of July, maybe that Friday.
Wow.
I would be shocked if he holds off for the whole weekend and does it on Monday. You know what? I thought today we would be saying, okay, he's going to the Lakers just because I thought Danny Green was going to sign with the Mavericks yesterday. Danny Green is the biggest piece. If he signs anywhere else in the next couple of days before Kawhi makes his
decision, an idea?
Then Kawhi's gone.
Oh, so you think where Green goes, Kawhi will follow?
No, I think if Green goes, Kawhi goes to L.A. I think if Green makes his decision after Kawhi, then I think he's probably going back to Toronto. But let's say today Danny Green signs with the Mavericks. Or somebody else, then it would not shock me if that means he's going to one of the L.A. teams.
Okay, Raphael, odds or which L.A. team is going to win this sweepstakes? Because if you listen to Kawhi or people that are, you know, the sauce is close to the situation, they'll tell you Kawhi can't stand things being leaked. That's all the Lakers have been doing. And then on the other side, you have the Clippers who have the steady front office. So where, if he picks an L.A. team, which one is he going to take? Is he going to take the LeBron-AD combo or is he going to take the Clippers where he can kind of do what he does?
When you have former teammates of Kawhi's coming out and they have no idea what he's thinking, no one knows what Kawhi's thinking. I'm not going to come out and say, oh, I think he's going to the Clippers, he's going to the Lakers, he's staying. Because I don't even think Kawhi knows where he's going. He may just flip a coin, for all we know, in the bathroom stall next to me when I go to the bathroom before I just get on my plane. No one knows what Kawhi's thinking. I still think it's either Clippers, Toronto, and I'm still going to give the Raptors some hope. I think Toronto, I think he goes back to Toronto.
Man.
Do you think he does, if he goes back to Toronto, he does the two-year deal?
I think because Danny Green didn't sign yesterday, which everyone thought he was going to sign with Dallas yesterday, I think without that happening, I think that makes a more lean that he maybe is leaning going back to Toronto.
Raphael, if he goes back to Toronto and the Lakers the Clippers are still making little small moves, but the Lakers are pretty much stalled on everything they could do to improve that team.
They got Jared Dudley.
Yeah, Jared Dudley and Quinn Cook, I guess. I don't know. But, I mean, if they stalled out on everything else, what moves can the Lakers make or who do they turn to? Because now you've lost out on pretty much all the decent free agents except for a guy like, Boogie Cousins.
Yeah, I would not be shocked if Boogie goes there. Dragic from Miami might be going there. What else? Carmelo Anthony. I can guarantee you Carmelo Anthony will be a purple and gold next year, coming off the bench for some scoring for league minimal. That's the kind of team you're going to probably end up seeing the Lakers get. But don't forget, D'Angelo Russell could still be gone by trade deadline. And he could see, he could be wearing a purple and gold after the trade deadline. I don't think he stays in Golden State for the whole year.
I didn't think he would, but when you're talking about Klay's injury and how fast he'll bounce back, I don't know if that happens that way. But I can't see the Golden State Warriors making a trade with the Lakers. Do you think they're going to try to help the Lakers get better, especially with them being down?
If they can get some pieces, because I think Golden State, that's what they're looking for. Because if you look at the Golden State bench for the next couple of years or their payroll, they got nothing.
Yeah, some would say the Lakers have nothing else either.
Oh! Hey, Raphael, before you board a flight and you head on out of here to Jamaica, if I talk like this, does it make it sound like a Jamaica man? How about that accent? You like that? Do I sound Jamaican?
I like that if USA plays like they did their last game, that means Jamaica might advance to the Gold Cup. It's going to be a close game tonight. I think USA needs to put the ball in the net early, because if it's like last night with Mexico and Haiti, boy, there's going to be a lot of nervous men's USA soccer fans tonight.
If the U.S. and Mexico play on Sunday, who are you rooting for?
Oh, I got to be rooting for USA. It's because there's two things that I hate probably equally. It's the St. Louis Cardinals and the Mexico soccer team. So, I don't care who's playing against Mexico, I would be rooting for.
All right, here he is. Yeah, well, yeah, like Joey. All right, well, Raphael, safe travels, man. We got a walk-off soundbite for you from Joey.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Oh, no.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Raphael, hopefully it's a nice, safe flight, and you do not have to fly. Do you have any experience behind the wheel or the stick? Do you?
I'm usually out cold before we even take off. So if the plane's going down, I wouldn't know.
You're a sleeper, huh? I cannot sleep on an airplane. I can't do it.
I'm a 6'4 guy that can sleep anywhere as a nap. I love taking naps, but I can't sleep at night.
All right, here he is, Raphael Esparza at VSI Doc Sports. No show on Friday, which is why we wanted to chime in with him today. We'll see you again on Monday, bud. We'll chat with you.
Take care, my brother.
Take it easy, guys.
There he goes. I could fly a plane.
You're about to fly your fist right in my fist right into your
Why?
Face.
Why? What did
because
I do?
Because you keep doing this ridiculous Jamaican accent.
That's a beautiful Jamaican accent. And apparently, I got a new emoji.
Yeah.
Can I make that an emoji? Or mean?
Well, how about
emoji?
You use that as your profile
an avatar,
picture?
Yes.
Yeah,
an
use that as your profile picture.
Well, I mean, it's a really nice outfit. Who came up with it, by the way?
I think the Bima did that.
Maybe your bit emoji?
It's really nice.
I think the Bima did that one.
There's only one problem, though.
What's that?
What is the... I mean, the pants, it almost looks like it's the backside of the leprechaun.
That's how you would wear your pants.
No, that's not how I wear my pants.
Yeah.
That's not.
Same thing.
They pulled a little high.
Exactly.
I look good with dreads, huh?
No, you don't.
No, come on.
No.
I look authentic.
No. Authentic? Yeah, okay.
Look. Look at that picture.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm basically welcoming you to Jamaica.
No, you look like you're welcoming me to a what's that, the Comic-Con convention? That's what you look like.
Cosplay? 3217 Ridgeley Drive in Metairie. Come by over to Vinny's. You think we can salvage the show by getting Sissy back?
I think so.
Why don't you, would you like to volunteer to go ask her to come back? There it is. There go the headsets. Did you just hear? That's ridiculous. Didn't have to ask him twice. Sports Hangover coming back. Your new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Shrimp boats is a-coming, their sails are in sight.
Since 1948, 71 years, Hilario Brothers has been in the commercial fishing and shrimping supply business, stocking a large selection of 12-volt electrical and hydraulic single and double drum winches, hydraulic motors with brakes, beltless clutches, and pumps with brackets, hydraulic stainless steel skimmer winches, hydraulic valves, super winches, and hydraulic steering for up to 65-foot boats. They have a huge assortment of crab traps and crab trap wire, stocking nylon, plastic, and Nautilus webbing. You heard about that new webbing, Platina and Nautilus Dyneema. Hilario Brothers has some of that too. Hilario Brothers stocks shark tail netting. It's reinforced with stainless steel wire. They stock four different sizes of galvanized stabilizers. Also a large variety of fiberglass cloth, including resin, gel coat, and supplies. Lost an anchor? They've got anchors in stock from 5 pounds to 100 pounds. Visit Hilario Brothers before the season starts. Hilario Brothers, 894 Avenue A, West Wego. Call 504-341-1843. Visit their website, HilarioBrothers.com.
Coach is coming tonight. Homa Tractor has the most popular John Deere package on sale. Get a 1025R tractor with 4FT, rotary cutter, box blade, and choppers for only $15,888 and as low as $199 a month. Plus, all compact tractors qualify for 0% interest. That's right, 0% interest, but not for long. Visit Homa Tractor today, next to the tunnel. Special programs all end July 30th, 2019. Financing is subject to credit approval with 20% down payment, including tax. 0% at 72 months. Fees may apply. See dealer for details.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
Welcome back to Vinny's 3217 Ridge Lake Drive over in Metairie. You know, Brian, part of being a really good host is when a guest comes on to be nice, do those things. Jordan just grabs his headset, flings him in a direction towards Sissy here. Breaks them and has to repair them during the time out there during the break just so she can come in and do her job.
Intimidation factor.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to need a lawyer involved because, you know.
Oh, lawyer involved.
Bring see what's happening.
I'm about to beat you on shuffleboard that
bad. I don't know. I don't know, Jordan. What is the tally?
That's cute, though.
Is anybody rooting for Jordan at all in this?
Everybody's
rooting. No one's rooting for you.
I'm sorry.
You're just letting you know. It's okay.
It's all right.
He's got time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sissy, we have daily specials each and every day here at Vinny's for lunch. Not even for lunch, all day. And, you know, those are obviously Monday through Friday. And now, though, it started, what, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, you have lunch specials, which is specifically 11 to 4. And
yes.
Brian from Gentilly came in and had today's special, which is what?
Chicken fried chicken, and it's only $7.
And it looked awesome.
It was a big... Okay, is it chicken? Is it steak? Why is it called chicken fried steak?
It's called chicken fried chicken.
Okay.
Because they chicken fry it like a chicken would be fried when it's being fried in chicken.
Okay. I was
that makes
wondering.
Sense when you don't think about it.
All I know is that it's really hard to serve it when you can't eat it on the clock.
Ah.
I just get to smell it and look at it.
Okay, I like that.
But I will be having one later.
Okay. So, because Sarah said the same thing. It's her favorite. So
yeah.
You're recommending it.
Man, yeah, we've had a ton of people coming in and out here all day just to get that, whether they had drinks or not.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I always see this sometimes. You guys do to-go orders, too. So, I mean, you can call in and do that. I see that. I mean,
yeah, we do to-go orders.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it. I didn't realize they did that. So I've seen the plastic bags of to-go order food.
Well, it's a lot. It's a lot for one person to
exactly.
eat. So.
I love the wraps. The wings here are fantastic. And obviously the steak special, it's each and every Thursday. 8-ounce sirloin. You got yourself a 2-pound baked potato side salad as well. Any other specials that you love and recommend?
Of course, because I work on Tuesdays. I do. Uh-huh. Yesterday we had taco platter. Man, we sold a ton of those. Really good. Come with beans. Sides, you know, sour cream, guacamole, all the good stuff. But I really love the shrimp po' boy. It's on Friday, only $7. And then the catfish platter on Thursday, also $7. And the meatball po' boy, that's a good one right there on Mondays.
Pretty solid. All right, well, there you go. I heard the bell ring. I don't want to keep you.
Look, food's going out that window like crazy.
I know it's crazy. I mean, we have to wait all this time just to get a little sissy time, and then boom, there's bing, there's the bell.
He's just trying to get rid of me because he knows I'm about to whip him on the shuffleboard. That's all.
Ooh, talk some smack. Thank you, sissy. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
There she goes. You're done. You're so done.
It's going to be bad.
It's going to be brutal.
It's going to be bad.
Yeah.
Look at her. She's running away.
She's winning. It's not cold. I'm working. Running away.
I'm working too. Yeah. Sitting down.
Wow, is he talking smack to somebody that's working hard to bring hot food to a client and a customer?
He's talking smack to an athlete. We had Coach Kenny Farrell here who said she's a premier soccer player.
Dude, you're done.
I'm an athlete. Yeah. What are you talking about? I could take on Steph Curry one-on-one. That's right. I forgot you could be a tight end for LSU. That's right. And I'm a professional shuffleboard player. No, me, myself, I'm an 8-time Connect Four champion.
Chicken fried chicken. There it is. Another order for the chicken fried chicken. There you go.
I think I need to order that.
You better hurry up before they're all gone.
Okay, well, Sarah said she liked it, but we don't really pay attention to what Sarah said.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
But then Sissy said she did it, and we pay attention to everything that Sissy says.
Yes.
And now we had a couple of customers that come in and say they're doing it here as well. So maybe you do need to try the chicken fried
It's
chicken.
Happening. Because at first I was going to go Jordan. I was going to get the wings.
Dude, the wings are good.
Dude,
yeah, the wings.
Never go wrong with the wings.
You can't go wrong with the wings here.
No, I can't. And I won't.
Okay.
So I'm going to get both.
Let me ask you this real quick. Yeah, I know. I'm trying to refocus here.
Chicken fried chicken.
Ezekiel Elliott, that's what I want to actually talk about at the start of the show.
Yeah.
When Ezekiel, so the video came out, TMZ and stuff, right? It was funny the way Wingo and them talked about it this morning, that if it was a, you know, blocker charge tweet from Rex Chapman, it's definitely a flop.
Yeah.
The way it works. He had to go meet the commish on Tuesday. And after that, he's apologized. He says he needs to work better. No disciplinary action as of yet. We don't know. You and I talk about this all the time, the difference between commissioners and the power that they have. And really, first off, I don't have a problem with this to where it looks like some people made it seem like, oh, he's got an attitude problem. You can't pay him the when you're in an environment like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I have talked about this. We've talked to athletes about it. Robert's talked to us about it off the air. Because of who you are,
yeah,
you're going to have
you're a target.
A Yahoo
yeah.
that says, check this out, press record.
Correct.
That when I watched that video, that's how it came across to me.
Indeed.
It was I hate the Cowboys.
Yeah,
there's
let me
Ezekiel.
See if I can.
Let me see if I can get him to do, comma. And then if he shows me, I can get paid, comma, at the very least, I'm on TMZ.
I mean,
that's what it looked like when I watched that video. Now, we've seen altercations where they were in the wrong. You know, your boy from KC who just, you know,
yeah.
with Daniel Bryan on the girl. I mean, you cannot kick a female, much less when she's on the ground because you just flung her against the wall and you sit there and just go, waka, 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 and just start kicking her. I mean, that's completely different because that camera was captured from security
cameras. Yeah, that was hotel surveillance.
I mean, am I wrong in this? When you watched the video from Ezekiel Elliott, what were your thoughts?
Much ado about nothing. That was pretty much me. I mean,
do you think he even should have been called to the commissioner's office?
No, but Roger Goodell has an overbearing presence and he wants to know everything. He for somebody who's the commissioner of the NFL, I swear that guy misses calling because he really wants to be the chief, the chief of the FBI. So I think that's what his calling is. He thinks he's a cop. He wants to be an investigator and he rules with an iron fist. He has that mentality.
I mean, that's my thing. Look, I guess what I'm having a problem with, too, is now you're policing my behavior outside of
exactly
the team and outside of the season. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So, like, if I sneeze wrongly in the off season, I got to come see you. You get what I'm getting? Even at work, like at ESPN New Orleans, I'm supposed to conduct myself a certain way, obviously, when we're on the air, when
correct.
I'm on the clock or whatever. Now, granted, maybe if I Facebook something later tonight, a picture of me doing some shenanigans at 1 a.m., it'd probably be frowned upon. If it's a certain level, I might get talked to.
Correct.
But it's crazy to think that if I
if you're
off
at a, if,
the clock
if
and
you're
off
at a
the
party
air,
at home, like, let's say your wife's family, you have in-laws.
Right.
So your in-laws get married, you go to the reception, and you've had a few, and you're on camera, and you're just kind of loud and obnoxious.
Right.
If someone sends the video to ESPN New Orleans and said, look at Gus, he's enjoying himself just a little too much at his in-laws' wedding.
I actually think Jerry or Joey would be like, dude, how much do you have to drink? Or I
would think that, that would be a question, but it would also be like,
why wasn't I invited?
Exactly. I think that would be more along the lines of
it's just odd. You know, I mean, I don't know. Again, is it because of the profile? Is it because of who he is and the team that he plays for?
I definitely think I remember Mike Tyson saying this a lot, man, that he was targeted a lot because guys, for some strange reason, thought it was a great idea for you to approach the champion who just knocked the dude out in like 20 seconds. You want to go try your luck because you want to get paid to be famous.
I mean, they came out with a statement and he's like, look, I got to try harder to not be in that situation. And look, and this is the problem because of stuff like this. This is why a lot of times fans get upset when they see athletes or celebrities travel with personal security. Mm-hmm. It's for this reason. They're not trying to be bigger than who they are. They're not trying to not mingle with the common folk. It's because you have something like this to where if he was surrounded by people that were paid to protect them, that probably never happened.
You know where it also doesn't happen? In this city. Because we like our athletes and we like to leave you alone. Hey,
great,
how you doing? See you later.
Point. Great point. Hey. But it's all about L.A.
L.A., baby.
Go wear
LA.
That Lakers jersey. So yeah. Because he wore the Lakers jersey, Ezekiel, I hope you get suspended 7 games.
Bingo. See you later.
Travis, we'll come to you out of the break. It's the Sports Hangover and your new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
The Gavery Law Group handles wrongful death cases, cases that require an experienced personal injury lawyer. These cases involve severe injustices like police, prison violence, or accidental death cases. You need an expert legal team to help you recover lost wages, funeral expenses, and other damages. Some lawyers may overlook many details, from 18-wheeler accidents to chemical plant explosions. The Gavery Law Group helps their clients receive the compensation they deserve. Get Gavery and get results. Call 985-223-4400. Check them out on Facebook.
Nothing's worse than heat-trapping sheets that make it impossible to get to sleep. That's why you need Sheeks. Sheeks breathe 10 times better than traditional cotton sheets to keep you cool. They wick away moisture 3 times more than traditional cotton sheets to keep you dry, ensuring a deeper, more restorative night's sleep. Visit trysheets.com/Stephen A to get 25% off your purchase plus shipping, a bonus pair of pillowcases, and a 30-night risk-free guarantee. That's trysheeX.com/Stephen A.
With the first pick in the 2019 NBA Draft, the New Orleans Pelicans select Zion Williamson.
Hey, this is Daniel Salerson. Join Jim, Mike, and Offer and me as the Pelicans take on the New York Knicks in Summer League action Friday night at 8:30 on your new flagship station for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot means up to 40% off appliance special buys. Plus, up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. That means you can get a top-load Whirlpool washer and electric dryer pair just $4.98 each. No rebate, no hassle, no kidding. Today is the day for do it. Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. More saving, more do it. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas dryer extra. See store for details. Valid through July 10th.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here,
or here,
or here.
One of the nation's best savings rates, opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only, offered by Capital One N.A., member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. Got some folks here having a little lunch. Did you get the chicken fried steak? Is that what you did? The ribs. Oh, he says, all right. Let's go. What's your name, man?
D-Bar.
D-Bar. Okay.
You know what?
What?
I'm happy that they're here.
Why?
For more than one reason.
What's that?
Because as long as they're here, you're not going to do that stupid Jamaican accent.
Why wouldn't I?
Oh, wow.
And welcome back. We are here in Methody.
Jesus.
CC.
Save me.
Please stop.
Save me, sweet baby Jesus. Save me.
What?
Yeah, man.
Gosh. It's time to go to Brian and Ola East. What's going on?
Wow. That Jamaican got real Irish real fast.
I don't know why he's gone into Irish. I don't get it.
Have a shot of whiskey.
West Bank, who that stopped laughing at me? He's laughing at me at the bar.
The country of Jamaica just said, please stop.
Yeah, I mean, they're not excited about this. Well, they're going to take it out on America tonight because of you.
There's Northern Jamaica. Just like North, I mean, Ireland's, you know, the north part of,
No.
Yeah. The British Isles are there.
No.
Yeah. Travis, thanks for calling back.
Save us, Travis.
What
please.
You got, Travis?
God, can you like throw that accent away and never bring that back?
Thank you. Thank you.
I tell you what, if Kawhi Leonard chooses the Lakers, every time
again.
I do a Lakers commentary or score, it'll be in that accent. Looky here, the Lakers. They be playing basketball. They lose last night as Kawhi goes for 23. How about that?
Okay.
It's going to happen. Like, I'm just going to get in the corner, wait for you to speak, and Goldberg spear you right out of the chair. It's going
to
happen.
I think we have to put Gus in the corner.
I think so. I think it's time.
Blame Travis. If Kawhi goes there, that's what I'm doing.
Wow.
But I'll retire until that happens.
I can't even talk about it. So real quick, one thing that I did want to talk about, Bri, so you were talking about celebrations and things that happen sometimes during celebrations. So I just want to remember that one time I was in Ocala, Florida again. I was at a 7-on-7 and a guy decided to talk trash because he's from Florida, I'm from New Orleans, and he's one of those, well, we fast and we all this and yada yada yada. And I can't really say everything that was said. All I know is the first play of the game, I ran a 60-yard fade on him, and he had jumped over and caught, and I dropped the ball on him. And that same coach that liked to speed up, when I dropped the ball, I literally just stood up and just dropped the ball, like, right on his gut. My coach told me, get out. You can't play no more. He was like, get out.
Yeah, Travis, you were going to start a riot out there on the field, man. It was going to happen. Somebody wasn't going to take too kindly to you. I'm starting to like Travis a whole lot more than I did when he talked Lakers.
Y'all are just BFFs. Maybe next Thursday you two guys will be. I'll just go sit over here.
We'll host the show.
I'll just, you know what? Yeah. Jordan, you and I can just watch as Travis and being
Well, I mean, Travis can't really talk about Kawhi either because if
it's tampering.
Yeah, because also Kawhi wants it to be really quiet. He doesn't want to hear too much noise about
that's right. No noise, Travis.
So, Travis, watch out. Whatever you say, it might change what he's going to go.
Keep it on the low, man. Don't say so much.
Oh, jeez. Here we go. You guys were talking about, I heard you guys say it a couple of days about the Lakers. And I remember saying last week, listen, I knew exactly what the Lakers were going to do around this time. They were going to go all in for Kawhi Leonard. Now, would I go in all in for Kawhi Leonard? He's an awesome player. He's probably either the best, you can make an argument for top two, top three player in the league. I'm never going to put that money on him. Like, you can't, not because of who he is, because you know what you're getting, but you're not getting everything else. Like, you just signed Jared Dudley. Like, what is the impact of Jared Dudley? Like, what am I going to get, 5 fouls out of it? 6 fouls out of it? What is the point of that? Like, I hate the fact of what the Lakers are going to do to LeBron in this situation more than a lot of people, you know, kind of realize. They're probably going to get Kawhi. I mean, it seems to be Vegas knows the odds. Vegas knows things, and for whatever reason, every day that goes by, Vegas odds change drastically towards the Lakers. I want to say at one point it was like +750, and now it's like +100 something. Like, it's pretty low now. And they're going to get him, and I don't like it. I understand Kawhi. I even understand Kawhi's thought process. He's been working hard for the past couple of years. He's been hurt for the past almost 2-3 years playing the game that he loves, and maybe he does just want that break. Maybe he just wants to play with LeBron and meet another
okay,
break.
See, I can't take this anymore. I have to stop. I have to intervene. Okay. I love Travis saying that's because he wants a break. Who do you think's carrying that team, bud?
I don't think he understands that when he comes to the team.
Oh, no, I think we all understand it, but Laker fans. The days of LeBron leading anybody or carrying anything are over. Why do you think LeBron wants everybody there? So he can kick his feet back, put it on. I mean,
needs to push him in the defense.
Don't think the articles aren't coming out by mistake or coincidence. He's going to be magic where he will run the point and he's going to dish to AD and he's going to dish to Kawhi. My man wants to walk into an opportunity to win a ring so then he can sit there and say, look at me, another ring, and he didn't do what the other two guys did. That's my commentary, man.
it's getting worse. It's getting worse.
Oh, come on. It
really
right
is.
How much do I have to pay you to stop?
The last thing I want to leave you guys with is something that's never talked about. Do you guys have any comment, like, on esports? How do y'all feel about esports? And the fact that kind of like the video game world is kind of coming in to take over.
Say that again. Your phone broke up.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was talking about esports, and how do you guys feel about
esports? Oh, esports. You can take classes in colleges now to, like, be a gamer.
There's this thing at LSU where you could, like, you could try out games for EA Sports,
right,
and you'll get paid You'll get paid to try out the games to see if there's, like, any bugs, and then you report the bugs to EA.
Yes. The reason why I'm asking that, Gus, is because it's by the time, you know, my kid and your kid are probably about the age of choosing college, my kid's going to have to make a choice on, you know, do I go to college and play sports? Do I go to college and am I just a regular student? Or can I be an esports student in college? So I was wondering, like, how did you guys take it? You know, in specific, there's a video game that's played on the computer that I watch every single year. There's a big tournament. And I remember talking to my dad, and he was like, yeah, video games get you nowhere. I'm like, yeah, well, Dad, guess what? This tournament is a $30 million five-way split. $30 million five-way split. You know, that is that is insane. Okay, that is for playing video games, Justice, for something that we have never seen. But I always thought, you know, it'd be good to kind of get like a old sports person to kind of, how do you feel about the new sports that are coming up, such as video games? And anybody who doesn't feel like video games is a sport or racing is a sport or anything, I challenge them to go to NOLA Motorsports and go drive around and see how that feels a couple of times, because I promise you the next day you're going to be sore. And sitting in front of a keyboard playing these video games at a high level is not something that anyone can do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can digest this a little bit. Oh, first of all, I agree with you on the premise of video games and things of the like are the way of the future. My kid plays, you know, the little crazy Fortnite stuff like that, man, and he wants to go to the Air Force. I encourage him to do so because it could be a situation to where one leads to the other. Now he's playing a crazy little video game where they build forts. Later he could be, you know, flying drones in enemy territory and he's, you know, a million miles away. So I think that those things kind of lend one into the other when you look at it that way. Now, as far as the athletic ability, I like to joke around and say that I'm an 8-time Connect Four champion. Do not question my athletic ability. That's me. You know, so when I say that, I say it jokingly, but it's the idea of there's no athletic prowess that takes place. I have a difficult time sometimes calling NASCAR drivers athletes because, basically, you drive a football.
What if you're a gamer and you're playing
left?
But what if you're playing basketball? What if you're a gamer playing basketball or football, a Madden game?
Exactly. You're not an athlete.
No, it doesn't work that way. See, anybody, you know, I mean, you can be the best Madden player that there is, but you can't go out there and run a fade route.
I mean, you can play NBA 2K. Skill at mastering the craft, and they'll give you the fact that you can be skilled in, like,
you know what?
Hitting the triggers fast enough. But, you're
this is going to take place.
No,
kids in next generation. I have a 2-year-old daughter right now. If she becomes a video game hit, then her hands are going to look like Kawhi Leonard's when she's like 6. Because all you're going to be working out is your thumbs all day long. So I'm not going to give anybody credit for being a video gamer. I'm sorry. I just can't. Again, my kid likes to play it. I can't do it. I keep a ball with me. If anybody ever wants to question my athletic ability, I keep a ball with
me.
You can see me.
Baller's life.
Yeah, you can see me at any time.
Ball don't lie also.
I'm running a 4.440 in church shoes.
Unbelievable. You know, next Thursday is going to be fun. Are you going to be here next Thursday?
I'm going to try to make my way back. I do have to, you know, because I've taken this entire week off, I'm going to have to bust butt, you know, to kind of make up some of the money. But I will try to make it back next Thursday so me and Travis can do this live.
Oh,
this will
be
live.
Fun. Yep, and I'll speak in Jamaican the entire time. And there he goes. He just put down the headset. Now, you just killed Joey's shoulders. I mean, ears just now. Sissy wants the headsets.
She wants all the smoke.
She wants. Please. Oh, there it is.
Please.
All right.
I have to do some work.
Now part of the show. Sissy's back. How's Sissy?
All right, you guys. I'm taking this place.
She's a radio head.
See, exactly. It's contagious. Apparently. Thank you, Travis, for the phone call. There he goes. It is contagious.
I thought you were leaving.
Oh wow, I'm sorry.
No. Oh, I'm sorry.
All the smoke.
Boy, I tell you what.
She might be worse than Sarah.
I tell you what. Well, this is the first time we've had both of y'all on headsets here, here's your chance to go ahead.
No, I'm gonna take you on. I'm just, you know, whenever we play, it's over with before it even starts.
I mean, do we need a live stream here?
A live stream?
I mean, can we do that?
Can you live stream it on your phone?
Yeah, it's called Facebook Live.
Okay, Instagram I didn't know if you want Instagram, Twitter.
Live. People are still on Facebook?
She said that to me when I said you have a Twitter account. She's like, y'all still tweet? I'm like, how old are you? I mean, you
Twitter's
made
like the most famous thing right now.
Yeah, I mean.
Is it really?
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you use?
I mean, I thought Instagram. Well, my little 9-year-old tells me TikTok is, but, you know.
What's TikTok?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't mess around with TikTok.
I just learned what it was.
Your friends have TikTok?
No, I said I don't know what TikTok is. I don't mess around with it.
Do you know what TikTok is? Exactly.
You see?
Exactly.
What is it? Is it like a chat thing?
I don't know.
No, it's just a bunch of really funny videos, dance videos. It's, you know, it's a thing, the thing right now. But I thought Instagram was, but.
See, I'm not an Instagrammer.
Man.
For some reason.
Me either.
I need to do
I mean,
that
here,
more.
Here and
I'm
there.
I'm more on Twitter. Yeah.
See, I didn't know people did Twitter anymore.
Yeah. No, you didn't do it. Joey's
but either way, we can post this live meet SmackDown, you know, beating her in shuffleboard.
You got
so.
No shot, dude.
Easily, I mean, are we going to start a pool?
Oh.
You know?
Well, Raphael could put major money on it.
She hustling.
Raphael could put major money
what
on it.
What do you got on you right now?
Me?
What do you got on you right now?
I got the plastic.
So he's broke. He's
no,
broke.
No,
he's
broke.
No.
I mean, have a
no.
Jar back there.
See, he's broke. I got some.
Oh, I'm not broke anymore.
Wow. That's how it works. Stealing my money.
I give it back.
Enjoy it, you know, for now. Like, remember how it feels. You know, feel it. And just, you know,
oh,
get a good little,
oh,
you know.
Wow.
Mine gets direct deposited into my bank account.
I feel like you're sweating a little bit.
He
I
is.
Might be.
I can feel the body temperature rising.
Sorry.
So
what,
much.
Is this, I mean, an, yeah. Is this an entourage now?
Oh, yeah. No, we're getting different angles here. This is like a Hollywood
yeah.
movie.
He's a little. He's getting a little nervous. Look,
look at
see?
That. Everyone's taking pictures of me
red,
now.
You know? You're blushing a little bit.
Oh, man.
I feel like your cheeks match my shirt.
Wow.
Wow.
Let me tell you something. You
wow.
Know what? We have to take a break when we come back. I just yeah. might hear more of this, to be honest with you. What do you think, Brian?
Stay tuned.
He's in?
I can't
stay
get
tuned.
Away from the smack talk.
Said stay yeah. tuned. Take us to break. Say you're listening to ESPN New Orleans. Good.
We are taking a very short break, but you were listening to ESPN New Orleans.
Wow.
Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs assistance in appliances. Never mind. Rod's Superstore.
It's summertime, and the grilling is easy at Rod's Superstore in Houma. Rod's is now an authorized Blaze barbecue grill and accessory dealer. With the Blaze limited lifetime warranty and a selection of grills, side burners, and flat top burners, along with refrigerators and outdoor island, will make any backyard a getaway. The heat is on, and Rod's Superstore has Friedrich and Frigidaire window air conditioners from 5,000 to 36,000 BTUs to keep you cool this summer. Rod's Superstore has home appliances by Frigidaire Pro, Sub-Zero, Wolf, KitchenMaid, Whirlpool, and Maytag. Refrigerators and freezers, ranges, and dishwashers, washers, and gas and electric dryers. All this and factory-trained in-house service for their customers only. Why not Rod's Superstore? 808 Barrow Street in Houma.
There's a chance your local Geico agent laughs the exact way you do.
And I said, not in my sandwich.
What?
But there's a better chance your local Geico agent could help you out with auto, homeowners, renters, or condo insurance. Motorcycle, boat, or RV insurance, too. They'll work hard to provide sound advice and significant savings. You don't need to share a laugh pattern to do that. Local Geico agents. Call or visit yours today.
You make a million tough business decisions every day. So here's the easiest one of the year. Dell's Black Friday in July is back and bigger than ever. Get no-brainer deals on the very latest computers with Intel Core processors and a huge selection of servers, electronics, and more. All with free shipping on everything. To make your decision even easier, Dell's Small Business Technology Advisors can help you find just the right tech. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's an easy call to make at 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/small business.
With the first pick in the 2019 NBA Draft, the New Orleans Pelicans select Zion Williamson.
Hey, this is Daniel Salerson. Join Jim, Mike, and Offer and me as the Pelicans take on the New York Knicks in Summer League action Friday night at 8:30 on your new flagship station for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Here's a little show I host. You might want to listen. At least for the most, don't worry.
What? I need something sharp. Immediately. I'll find you a knife real quick.
Beautiful. It's good.
No, it's
he
never
likes
been good.
To think he knows his stuff. I when tell Jordan and Brian to shut it up, don't worry.
That was
actually
pretty good. You sound like the Count. One, two, what is your problem?
The Count?
Yes.
Right.
Come on, do it again. One. One bad joke. Two bad jokes.
He sounds Jamaican. You just sounded Jamaican.
Three bad accents.
The count is Transylvanian. Is he?
Transylvania is nowhere near Jamaica.
Well, you just sounded Jamaican.
No, I didn't.
So you couldn't even be Transylvanian. You were Jamaican.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you were.
No.
Yeah.
If I want to sound Jamaican, I can try, but I won't do it as badly as you did.
Whoever did my Bitmoji, somebody do the count with some dreads and a Jamaican hat.
I think it's a Memoji.
No.
Memoji?
Memoji.
No, yeah. we're not gonna encourage you to do this.
Oh, yeah.
This is not happening.
Hey.
I blame Travis.
Why don't we do a show from Jamaica?
Okay, now that I can get with.
You see how that all of a sudden changed?
Yeah, it changed.
Huh?
Very changed. Look, you can, you know, spread your little magical leprechaun powers. We can make this happen.
Hey, I've heard a couple of people go to the all-inclusive resorts there. They're not bad.
You know what? My wife told me about sandals just this morning. How are we going to pay for it? I don't know yet.
Yeah,
you know, she, you know, tells me to hit the road and I'll bring the money back.
So, I got 2 years.
Hawaii, right?
This August 4th starts the countdown.
Oh, yeah. Greetings. It is I, the Count, and it's time to answer that fascinating question.
It sounded nothing like what you just did.
It sounded very much like it. One
like
bad
it.
Accent.
No.
Two bad accents.
No, again.
Three bad accents.
That sounds like a
Jamaican. Four bad accents. Yes, that is you.
No.
Come on, give us a little bit. You don't be shy now. Give us a little bit of your Jamaican, you know, your Jamaican vibe.
Jamaican count?
Tell us about the wings. Okay. How many wings do we have here, Count?
Let's count the wings. You have one a chicken wing, two a chicken wing, three a chicken
wing.
I'm
going to bring someone from Jamaica in here so they can slap you.
I can't. I just can't.
For disrespecting their culture.
It's not disrespecting.
Yes.
Anyway.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. I don't even know where to go.
Oh, I don't even know where to go. I am Gus Scott.
This show was actually doing well when it came to sports talk.
That's questionable. The best parts of this show might have been when Sissy was on.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Probably.
Rest of the show has been, well, you know, Jim brought some good info.
No doubt.
Kenny was not too bad, too. That's not too
Kenny
bad.
Was too busy at the bar.
Zion Williamson, though, after practice, talking about the different style of play, college and NBA. And again, for those that think his style won't translate... Give a listen.
Yeah, the three-point line does create more spacing because, you know, everybody can shoot, so you can't really help off too much otherwise. So open three. So, yeah, I love the spacing. Like, it's almost like a dream come true for me. So every time I take the basket, there's space for me.
All right. The spin move that has been replayed in which followed by a dunk, that's what he's talking about a lot of the spacing. The offense that Gentry is sort of going to have here as well, and with some of the other guys, and I said this yesterday, I was taping the Eric Asher show and it'll air tomorrow, but we're talking about one of the things that I love about him as opposed to poor RJ Barrett and some of these other guys that have had to go to teams, even AD, to the Hornets back then. He doesn't have to be spectacular. He has to be Zion.
Exactly.
Derek Favors is going to rebound and block people out and go be physical, right? Whether it's Ingram and Redick, added with Ball and Drew, the game is going to, he doesn't have to worry about bringing the ball up the court. Go run to your spot. Drew or Lonzo is going to get the ball down there. Clock's running down. Big shot needed. We got a veteran of 13 seasons to knock down the three in J.J. Redick. Indeed. We need to go down low. When I need a bucket and an and one, Derek Favors is ready to go. My point is, he's got guys around him that are veterans that can play. Just go be Zion. Let them feed you. Dude, there's no pressure on him.
I still think David Griffin's going to bring in another veteran. So it would not surprise me to see him bring in another veteran. Yeah, no question.
That's why I'm kind of excited about Friday. And again, you can hear that first game. No show on Friday. So try to keep this reminder. We'll tweet it quite often. 8:30, Daniel Salerson and Jim Eichenhofer will have Zion's first minutes ever as a Pelican. We're airing all of the summer games. So 8:30 on Friday. But, you know, that's the thing I want to see. You have Jackson, you have Kenrick Williams, Christian Wood, a couple of other players that have played in the NBA under Gentry system last season.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be interesting to see with some vets like that, just go be you. And I think it'll give you a take because the starters are an upgrade to what you're going to see Friday.
No question about it. The guy who I want to see is Frank Jackson. I want to see how he's able to kind of...
He looks excited. He is smiling. And have you seen already? They've become chums.
Yeah, no question.
They're buddies, man.
I want to see Frank. If Alvin Gentry can learn how to have that, what I call controlled chaos when it comes to Frank Jackson, his speed is going to be deadly out there.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me,
You're my friend, man.
Hey.
Well, come on, that was good.
I'm going to beat you down.
Really?
I may not say they're going to do it, but they're going to think about it.
Okay, well, go eat your chicken wings. That was actually really good.
Yeah, thank you.
On that note, that's Brian and Ole East.
Real
Jordan,
things,
have a good weekend. Have a happy and safe 4th of July,
all
everybody.
Of you out there.
Joey, you as well. Don't forget Friday, Pels, Knicks, RJ Barrett, Zion and company. 8:30 right here on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. Happy birthday, America.
You're true.
I shot the sheriff.